Good evening, my fellow Americans. Tonight I want to speak to you of peace in Vietnam and Southeast Asia.
On Sunday, March 31st, 1968, President Lyndon B. Johnson addressed the nation on live television.
No other question so preoccupies our people. No other dream so absorbs the 250 million human beings who live in that part of the world. No other goal motivates American policy in Southeast Asia.
Two months earlier, North Vietnamese troops mounted the Tet Offensive, surprise attacks across South Vietnam, including one on the U.S. Embassy in Saigon and the Presidential Palace. The action caused U.S. and South Vietnamese forces to lose control of several cities temporarily. Johnson acknowledged that the war was dividing the nation.
As president of all the people, I would ask all Americans, whatever their personal interests or concern, to guard against divisiveness and all of its ugly consequences.
Towards the end of his 40-minute address, LBJ stunned the nation with a surprise announcement.
I shall not seek, and I will not accept, the nomination of my party for another term as your president.
Johnson had finished in a tie for third place in the New Hampshire Democratic primary behind Eugene McCarthy and Robert F. Kennedy.
He knew he had his work cut out for him, but I don't think he maybe necessarily knew how bad it was until after the New Hampshire primary.
Andy Barbero, an historian at Pensacola State College, says add to that the extent to which LBJ's credibility and reputation had been damaged by the escalation in Vietnam.
To say that we are closer to victory today is to believe, in the face of the evidence, the optimists who have been wrong in the past. To suggest we are on the edge of defeat is to yield to unreasonable pessimism.
A few weeks before LBJ's withdrawal, Walter Cronkite of CBS, in a special report, concluded that the war was unwinnable.
But it is increasingly clear to this report that the only rational way out then will be to negotiate, not as victors, but as an honorable people who lived up to their pledge to defend democracy and did the best they could.
After viewing the report, Johnson is quoted as saying, "If I've lost Cronkite, I've lost Middle America."
This is at a time when journalism is really at its peak in terms of its power to influence public opinion. We don't have cable rolling around yet. Walter Cronkite, he was a member of the family for a lot of Americans because he was in their home every single day.
With Johnson out of the picture, much of the push among Democrats was for a party loyal candidate. That fell to Vice President Hubert Humphrey, who worked to set up a traditional Democrat Labor coalition. But Barbero says that and other coalitions within the party were beginning to splinter.
You have civil rights activists, Catholics, religious anti-war activists really kind of coming around Robert Kennedy, Eugene McCarthy, who's getting this solid progressive anti-war vote. The Southern Democrats, those Dixiecrats that were the much more conservative ones, George Wallace is making a name for himself as well.
Meanwhile, back at the White House, President Johnson had nearly a year to go until the end of his term. His effectiveness at that time is now grist for debate among historians.
He's able to keep the war going. I mean, there's definitely that. But in terms of his ability to use his bully pulpit or influence public opinion, it's really at a low.
Pensacola State's Andy Barbero contends that LBJ is not given enough credit for his domestic policies, a.k.a. the Great Society, which include passage of the Voting and Civil Rights Acts, along with Medicare and Medicaid.
He said that segregation was leading to the detriment of African Americans, but he said that segregation was also distracting the white South from its own poverty and destitution, and so therefore it had many layers to it. And I really appreciate him being able to articulate a vision like that.
Lyndon Johnson passed away of a heart attack on January 22, 1973. Walter Cronkite took the phone call on air during the CBS Evening News.
I'm talking to Tom Johnston, the press secretary for Lyndon Johnson, who has reported that the 36th president of the United States died this afternoon in an ambulance plane on the way to San Antonio, where he was taken after being stricken at his ranch, the LBJ Ranch in Johnson City, Texas.
LBJ died one day before the Paris Peace Accords ending the Vietnam War were concluded, and 2 days after what would have been the end of his second term, had he run and been reelected in 1968. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.